knew it was coming, but still a tremendous honor. You get voted by fans, peers. It's pretty cool going back to Hawaii.
I mean, I think the best thing about it is just, you know, getting the nod from your from the guys you play against, you know, week in and week out, you know, from other players around the league. And I think that's the best part about it. You know, the fans voting is great, and, you know, the coaches voting is great too. But, you know, the guys that you're going against week in and week out, who you know that you can have, you know, an impact on them, and they have an impact on you too. I mean, I think that's the best thing about, you know, the Pro Bowl.
It'd be great to go to Hawaii, but the best thing would be not being able to go to Hawaii.
Oh, yeah, that'd be even better. You know, making a second Pro Bowl is great, but, you know, I'm not, you know, too, you know, excited about it because, you know, our sights are, you know, a lot farther than just, you know, being a Pro Bowl and, you know, having a lot of guys on a Pro Bowl team. So I'm hoping that we won't be able to play in the Pro Bowl, but, you know, it's a great honor.
Yvonne, as great as it is for you, you got to feel for the guy next to you because Woods had a tremendous season and he didn't get voted in.
Yeah, it's crazy. And especially when you see, like, the alternates and, you know, all the stuff is going on, you know. I mean, it's all right, you know. We know what type of football he's playing for us. You know, he means so much, you know, to our defense and our team. But, you know, I think, you know, being a Pro Bowler is great, but, you know, defensive MVP for the Super Bowl would be even better. So, I mean, he still got a little bit, you know, ways to go. We got a lot of football left, and I'm thinking if we could take it one day at a time, you know, we'd be all right.
Not that he needs added motivation, but do you think this is the type of thing, a Pro Bowl snub, when you've had such a good year, that could motivate Woodyard to, you know, have an even better year or better stretch through the playoffs?
I mean, I think if you just look at, you know, Wood's career, you know, I think, you know, he's kind of played with that chip on his shoulder, and I don't think, you know, he'll lose that. You know, this is definitely I think this will definitely motivate him, and, you know, he'll come back bigger, stronger, faster next year.
How big is it for you to have Champ and Elvis going again?
I mean, it's great. You know, those are guys that I went with the first time, and, you know, it's great going with him the second time, you know, like I said. But, you know, hopefully, you know, we won't be able to play in there, but, you know, it's a great honor.
Biggest concerns about Kansas City?
Like, you know, like I said, you know, the first time we played them, they're a great team. You know, their record isn't a clear indicator of, you know, the type of football they've been playing. You know, they got more Pro Bowlers on their team than what we have. You know, they've been playing great football all season long. It's just, you know, come down to one or two turnovers that, you know, that seals the deal for them. So, you know, they got a lot of good guys over there. Jamal Charles is running, you know, lights out right now. Probably one of the most consistent runners over there. I mean, running backs in the league right now. And, you know, we definitely had to be on our P's and Q's. I'm sure, you know, they want to come in here and, you know, play lights out. We just had to match, you know, what they're doing and, you know, play lights out too.
And you guys got a lot on the line.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot on the line, and I think they know that too. So, you know, we just have to take it one play at a time. This has been our form of success all season long, and, you know, hopefully we can get it done.
During your winning streak, they're the only team to rush for over 100 yards of you guys. What do they do differently in the run game, and how do you defuse it?
I think probably 75% of it is Jamal Charles. He's just, you know, that good. And, you know, he definitely got my first team, you know, Pro Bowl vote. And, you know, he's just that good. You know, he can make things happen, you know, for himself, you know, without, you know, the help of, you know, a lot of guys on his team. And I think he's been, you know, doing it all season long. He's just that great. And you just got to keep him bottled up. And I know it sounds pretty simple, but, you know, he's a great running back. And we're just going to have to take it one play at a time.